Liturgical day, Monday, the 27th in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel, Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. A teacher of the law came and began putting Jesus to the test. And he said, "Master, what shall I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What is written in the scripture? How do you understand it?" The man answered, "It is written, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied, "What a good answer. Do this, and you shall live." The man wanted to keep up appearances, so he replied, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus then said, "There was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him, beat him, and went off, leaving him half dead. It happened that a priest was going along that road and saw the man, but passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite saw the man and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, too, was going that way, and when he came upon the man, he was moved with compassion. He went over to him and treated his wounds with oil and wine and wrapped them with bandages. Then he put them on his own mount and brought him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he had to set off, but he gave 2 silver coins to the innkeeper and told him, 'Take care of him. Whatever you spend on him, I will repay when I come back.' Jesus then asked, 'Which of these 3 do you think made himself neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?' The teachers of the law answered, 'The one who had mercy on him.' And Jesus said, 'Go then and do the same.'" Commentary by P. Ivan. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Today, the gospel's message indicates the path to life. You shall love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself. And since God has loved us in the first place, he leads us to the union with him. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, "We need this intimate union with God in our daily life, and how can we achieve it? Through prayer. Being in oneness with him, we begin to experience that with him everything is possible, even to love our neighbor." Someone said that Christians enter the church to love God and come out to love their neighbors. Pope Benedict accentuates that the Christian's program, the program of the Good Samaritan, Jesus' program, is a heart which can see. See and stop. In this parable, there are 2 people who see the needy, but they don't stop. This is why Christ has reproached the Pharisees, saying, "Do you have eyes and not see?" On the contrary, the Samaritan sees and stops. He has mercy and thus saves the life of the needy and his own. When the famous Catalan architect Antonio Gaudí was run over by a tramway, some bystanders didn't stop to help that injured old man. He carried no documents and looked like a beggar. Had they realized who that neighbor was, and surely they would have stayed in line to help him. When we practice the good, we think we do it for our neighbor, but we really do it also for Christ. I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. And Benedict the 16th says, "My neighbor is anyone who needs me, and I can help." If everyone seeing his neighbor in need would stop and have mercy on them once a day or once a week, the crisis would decrease and the world would become better. Nothing resembles us so much to God as the good deeds.